Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes, I am.
Now, your opinion really matters, ma'am. It's just a study we conducted. Okay? And just to make
sure. Do you know how long it'll be?
About 5 or 10 minutes. Okay. If you can share your opinion, I'll be brief.
Okay.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Okay, you are registered to vote. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year where you were born? Just a year.
1990.
Thank you. 90, you said, right? Okay, great. Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Oh, I'll most likely vote.
Certain? Can I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? If you had to pick at least one issue, what would be the one?
Probably like work and wages and inflation.
Okay. Wages and the inflation, the cost of living and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Joe Biden.
Mr. Biden, okay, moving right along. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And some people feel more certain about who they planning to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Now, regardless, or who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100? And 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
0.
And Joe Biden, what number?
100.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Kerry Lake or the Democrat Rubén Gallego?
It would be a Democratic.
Okay, Mr. Gallego. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Who do you trust the most?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Okay, who trust, I'm sorry, Joe Biden somewhat more or much more?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you trust the Democratic Party and Joe Biden much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, okay. And can you please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements? President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted and deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neither?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure in cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly agree, or neither?
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens. Same questions, same options.
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Same question, same option.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and I'm going to read you real quick a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Can you please tell me for each one whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who passes a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree with that or neither?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Same options.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as a farm workers. Same question.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Same question, same options.
I strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, tell me, please, whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. Here's the first one. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing an increase on arrivals on vulnerable migrants. Somewhat more or much more likely or makes no difference on your support?
I guess much more.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous condition, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Will that make you to support him much less, somewhat less, much more, or somewhat more, or it makes no difference?
I'd vote for him much more.
Okay. A program that grants permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our country. Much more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference to your support?
Much more.
And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years and are protected from deportation. Same question, same options.
Much more.
Much more. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same questions and options?
Much more.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom now work in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more? Much less?
Much more.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same question, same options, ma'am.
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you very concerned?
Yes, very, very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Very somewhat, a little, not at all concerned.
That very much concerns me.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you very somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver it once they have won. Same question, same options.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Same question, same options?
Very concerned.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a different approaches former President Trump and President Joe Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Here's the first one. Donald Trump say we must shut down the border and conduct a massive race to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which one comes closer to your own view?
I agree with Joe Biden.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And to finish this up, after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers? A family member, a friend, a coworker, an acquaintance, or you prefer, but prefer not to specify?
Yes, but I prefer not to specify.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like TikTok, Univision, Telemundo, Spanish language radio programs, the application WhatsApp, Fox News channel or website, Instagram, Facebook, MSNBC, CNN, OAN, newspaper or Newsmax, YouTube, or none of the above?
I would probably say TikTok and Facebook.
Okay, thank you. They're very popular right now.
Yeah,
and finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for a statistical purpose only so we can finish. From which country or territory does your family trace the heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
Central America.
Okay, and that would be El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, Belize, Costa Rica?
Salvador.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us.
Of course.
Okay, and now moving right along. Were you born in the United States, mainland, and the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
United States. Do you know how much longer this will take?
We're almost done, man. Just two more questions. Were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country, yes or no?
Another country.
Another country. Okay, let me see. Now, I'm sorry. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Spanish and English equally.
Equally. Okay, that's great. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Okay. And what would you call yourself, a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat? What would you call yourself?
A strong Democrat, yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very concerned, moderate, or liberal? How do you consider yourself?
Maybe like more liberal.
Liberal, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, vocational, technical school, some college, associate's degree
High school.
High school. Thank you, ma'am.
Sorry.
Just two more questions, okay? What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
And finally, strictly for verification purpose only by my supervisor, can I just please have just your first name?
Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. Cindy, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time and sharing their opinions in a more in deep and open-ended way. We can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Yes or no?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your patience,
and then,
it's been a pleasure.
Sorry, could you tell me where you're calling from again?
Yeah, this is from Opinion Research. That's the name of the company.
Okay.
Yeah, we do research all over the United States. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Goodbye.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.